A number of regional fishing associations are joining forces to strengthen the Magnuson-Stevens Act. The Sitka-based Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association announced last week that it's reached an agreement with the Alaska Marine Conservation Council and several East Coast industry groups to form the Fishing Community Coalition. The new organization wants to ensure that Congress makes protecting fish stocks a priority. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Draft language containing proposed changes to Magnuson-Stevens has been working its way through the U.S. House of Representatives, but the political lines became clearer when Florida's Republican Senator Marco Rubio introduced his version of the bill on September 16th. The top priority for Rubio is giving the regional management councils more flexibility in setting timelines for rebuilding depleted fish stocks. This is exactly what Linda Benkin, the director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, was hoping not to hear.
There's quite a pushback right now against the rebuilding timelines and catch limits. You start rebuilding stocks, means you have to catch less fish generally, and that's a painful process.
Benkin says she wasn't expecting a Senate bill so soon, but Rubio's parallels some language she's seen in the House. The Fishing Community Coalition is worried about a reauthorization that merely reaffirms the status quo, or worse, moves backward. The Magnuson-Stevens Act was first passed in 1976 and wasn't considered very effective for its first two decades, but substantial amendments in 1996 and 2006 reinforced the law's commitment to sustainability. Benkin would like to stay the course.
To protect the gains that we've made in the last two reauthorizations for the resource, and then also to look for ways to support policy that keeps a healthy resource and also provides access for people who live in traditional fishing communities to those resources.
Benkin served three terms on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, one of eight regional councils established under Magnuson-Stevens.
We definitely have some out here with our Georges Bank and Gulf of Maine cod stocks that are a mess.
Tom Dempsey is the policy director of the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance.
And they're collapsing right in front of us. And we need to improve how we manage those stocks.
As recently as 30 years ago, there were 60 boats fishing for cod throughout the summer out of Chatham, Massachusetts, where Dempsey lives. Today, there are two part-time boats. Dempsey also holds a seat on the New England Fisheries Management Council. He says there's a tendency to distrust science in his area, and unlike Alaska, no annual stock assessment.
But when you're managing fish, you really only have to answer two questions, and that's how many fish are in the water and how many fish are you taking out.
Senator Rubio's bill includes provisions to increase funding for stock assessments and data collection, but the track record of success of Magnuson-Stevens outside of Alaska is not stellar. And although giving the councils flexibility to depart from strict conservation guidelines may become the most politically charged idea in the reauthorization process, Alpha's Linda Benkin says it doesn't have to be. She says flexibility, as in the use of new data collection tools like cameras rather than onboard observers, can actually be a good thing.
That kind of flexibility doesn't compromise the resource, but it is really important to small boats and to fishing communities.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.